Brethren, here we come to the end of the 37th Annual Bree Memorial Convention at Fresno. We're still learning. We've done a lot of things at this convention we haven't done before. And so we're still learning how to put on a convention. And it's taken 37 years and we're not there yet. One of these days we'll get it perfect. We'll probably all be there then, won't we? Get it perfect. I appreciated Brother Fred Hudnall asking the Lord's blessing on our meeting because Brother Fred and I were immersed at Fresno 35 years ago. So we go back a ways. I have a couple of announcements that I need to get taken care of early on in the meeting. And it's always a kind of a point of sadness when the convention ends, but it's also a real time of rejoicing to think of the lessons that we've learned and the fellowship that we've had. And so an ECHO meeting is always a kind of special meeting. And we asked Brother Paul Malley to fill in. As you notice, your program said that Alex Kaczynski would be here. But since Paul missed being here in time for the testimony meeting the first night when he was scheduled, we asked him to take it tonight. So with that, I'll turn the meeting over to Brother Paul Malley. Thank you. I was looking around trying to establish where we all come from. And these are the states that are represented here. And if there is anyone that is not on the list, why speak up? Of course, California. And we won't count. Arizona, Oregon, New Jersey, Colorado, Connecticut, Nebraska, Mississippi, or has she gone? Is she here? Ina?
No, that's a lot of Alice.
I just met her a week ago in Mississippi. Okay.
One thing I should have done, maybe we could still do. They're trying to tape, to make a tape for this program. And the brethren are back in these tables. If they would move down here, they'd be a lot closer to our microphone, which is right here. And I think it would be better all the way around because we'll all be closer together. Could the two back tables move over here to the side? Or some of them, right, this to fill up these two tables here. Please, would you do that? We'd appreciate it for the sake of the tape recorder. Illinois. Now, is that all the states that are represented here? And of course, we have an international country represented. And it's always nice to have friends from Japan. So, we won't take the time to introduce anybody because we assume that you will be doing that yourself in the ECHO meeting. So, I would say after 37 years, Robert, Fresno has become international. Now, if you looked up the word echo in the scriptures, you won't find it. Because it's a 20th century high technology term. An echo is a sound that has been generated and it bounces off some object and it's reflected, sometimes back. But sometimes it goes forward and diminishes in energy as it continues. And however, we recognize that for 3 days we've been together and there have been sounds produced. We're speaking of special kinds of sounds. And again, if we look for the scriptures and say, how can we relate this? There is a word in the scriptures that's very, very appropriate. The word is heard. Have you heard? That's another way of saying, have you caught the bounce of the echo? Now, here are some scriptures. Have you heard prayers? Hebrews 5:7. Did we have prayers?
Did you hear the faith of others? Colossians 1:4. Did you hear the mysteries of God? I heard plenty. Did you hear conversations that were meaningful? Did you hear those who worship God? Acts 16:14. Did you hear the promises? Acts 1:4. Did you hear the sound of the seventh trumpet? I heard it loud and clear. Did you? Did you hear the Lord? Oh, that's pretty important. Did you catch that sound? Remember, the Lord was with us for 3 days. Did you sense His presence? Did you feel His presence? Did you catch the sound from the Lord? And finally, John 11:41. Do you feel like John? I thank Thee, Lord, for what I heard and for what I experienced. And what has it done to me? What kind of a condition do I have right now? And I think that's what the echo meeting is all about. Now, I counted earlier as I come in, there's roughly about 50 people here. And I think Bob is going to give us roughly an hour, I guess, to stay together. Maybe even more time if you want it. So that means everybody can get up and say something and give you about roughly a minute, minute and a half. If you want to take more, you can take more too. So an echo meeting then is to review or to go back in the 3 days we were together and to reflect. What did you hear? What did you experience? What did you collect? What can we now meditate on and regurgitate and so forth? Echoes have a reverberation to it. So with that, do we have a traveling mic or is it... Okay, everybody comes here. He'll pick it up. Okay. I would just ask you a couple of guidelines for the benefit of everybody. Tell us your name and where you're from and your ecclesia. What we mean by from is your ecclesia identification. And tell us some of the highlights that you collected in these past 3 days. Was it the conversation you've had? Was it the multi-image presentation? Was it a talk that you... Maybe it was that walk that the program encouraged. Remember, take a walk with a friend. Maybe it was that walk that you took. Tell us. We've been on a mountaintop for 3 days. Who's going to be first?
Is this what I speak into?
Right back there in your chair.
Oh, no, nothing.
Can you stand?
Okay.
That'd be nice.
I'm Sister Wilson, as you all know, and I just am so glad you all came. I was having problems on Friday night because the phone kept ringing and people were canceling. And I was shifting people from the lodge, motel at Oakhurst. We had 9 rooms filled. We were expecting over 160. And I thought, oh, where am I going to put everybody? But then I was frantic when they started saying that they were not coming. But it, the Lord overruled, and I was able to put people where they were with those that they would enjoy. And I have, it's been a labor of love. But believe me, I've reaped a lot of joy from helping everyone enjoy the convention. And I'm glad for Charles and his taping, because I'm going to be able to sit now and relax and listen to the talks that I missed because I was so busy with all my paperwork. And I appreciate your coming again, Charles, to help us with this. And I was thankful for the children's program, and was quite emotional for me to see the play because I saw it in Nigeria for the first time. And it was lovely. The children in Nigeria were hard to understand because they had a very British accent. And it was the children today projected so beautifully. We really have some talent, I think, that as far as the acting is concerned. The children's program was a very ambitious thing for us to undertake, and it also has been very rewarding. And we thank each of you, and we ask that you remember us in your prayers as we pray for each of you, lovely brethren.
I was talking to Elijah, you know, after the play. The cave of Elijah, where he hid from King Ahab, is not. Well, I was there. Would you like me to describe it for you? He described it to you. His eyes were wide open, beaming. I says, and you play the role of Elijah. I think the young people enjoyed that experience. Who's going to be next? Highlights of the convention.
Well, I'm David Tiffany from, I live in the Dalles, Oregon, but I go to class at Portland, about 75 miles away, and at the retirement center, and we had a real good trip down here. The weather was nice and we enjoyed the scenery and all that. And I really enjoyed this. I don't know how many times I've been to this convention, but I've been quite a few times, and I enjoyed the talks. They inspired us to faithfulness, to be obedient to the Lord and all that. And that's what all of us want to do. I know, I'm sure of that. To know the Lord's will for us and to be obedient for that. It seems like most of the talks were on that, along that line. And I'm certainly glad to be here. And I ask an interest in your prayers as I pray for you.
Thank you, David.
Behind you.
I'm Betty Magos from the Los Angeles Ecclesia. It was such a level of highlight here that it's hard to, you'd have to speak of them all, but I did appreciate the multi-image program, and as we came up, we were hearing about it, and we knew that we would have seen it here, and that if we didn't have a chance to go to Culver City, that we would not have missed anything, but I want to go there too, and I guess we're planning to go there too to hear it with a Jewish audience. I think that will be a big thrill also. I enjoyed the variety of the Lord's table here. It was so great. And the charming children's thing. Each talk, it is finished, and the talk, I guess it was your talk, it's all worth it. And I just... this particular locality, I haven't been very far in this geographic world, but I'm sure that I would always feel that this is one of my favorite parts of it, however far I might ever guess. I love this area, and just to be here in the company of the Lord's dear people is, and hearing what I've heard and seeing what I've seen has just been a blessing that will keep me going for until the next convention. I thank the Lord for all of you and everything He's done for me.
Thank you, Sister Betty. Next convention is down next weekend. In Albuquerque.
Right,
no. Anybody going to Albuquerque from here? Just half curious.
There were some attending the convention that are.
I will be going. Okay. Big pardon?
Maybe.
All right, who will be next?
I'm Steve Mingles from Los Angeles, and I have to echo what my wife said. This has really been a beautiful convention. I've really enjoyed it. And the first night, enjoyed Brother Ken's talk on the Memorial Cup and how for us now it is a cup of suffering. That when we drink it new with our Lord in the kingdom, it will be a cup of blessing. And Then the next morning we took that walk. I took that walk with a friend, my wife, and then we met two other friends unexpectedly on the way, Brother and Sister Mally. So we finished that walk. So we accomplished that. And I really enjoyed Brother Hagensick's discourse on, what was it, All the Trees. It was really interesting to hear how many brethren there are in Europe that we never knew existed before. And all you have to do is kind of figure out on your fingers there, and if those numbers are anywhere correct, there are more brethren there than there in the United States. So we're really in the minority, aren't we? I'll just finish now. I wanted to tell Bob that the Fresno class is really, really approaching perfection in their convention. Because I had Sunday school this morning with the teenagers. And I assumed that Bob had this plan to have one of the students have an alarm watch to go off at exactly 10:15 when the lesson was supposed to be through. So, but we really, I have enjoyed it, as my wife has. It's been a real blessing, as all conventions are. And I ask an interest in your prayer that I may remain faithful.
You know, when we speak of conventions, we're really perpetuating something that occurred 2,000 years ago. Now, whenever we study the Pentecost and Peter standing up with all of the apostles, we think of the Spirit begettal and we think of the tongues and many of the things that happened there, but we forget one very essential fact. That was the very first convention of Bible students. And then when you stop to think of it, the conventions have been perpetuated all through the years. We are just another extension of what Peter did way back there 2,000 years ago. If that isn't a measure of faithfulness, I don't know what is. So that's great.
And Brother Mally and dear brethren, I'm Sister May Lauritsen from the Sacramento Ecclesia, and I just want to say that I'm so thankful that we were able to come. It would be hard for me to pick any particular talk because they were all so good, and the fellowship has been wonderful. It's such a wonderful place to have a convention away from all of the traffic, the busy traffic that we have today, where we're just out here, just a little group, and when you go to bed at night, there's no cars racing by. It's so nice and peaceful. And I just want to thank my Heavenly Father for allowing me to be here. And we had planned to go to the picnic tomorrow, but I have been having some problems with my allergy, and so we've decided to go on early in the morning. We're going to go down south as far as Tehachapi, up above Bakersfield, and visit until Friday this week. But I'll be there in spirit with all of you. And I ask an interest in your prayers, and I pray for all of you. I love you all dearly.
Another?
Fred Hutnell from San Luis Obispo, and like Bob said, it was 35 years ago that we were both baptized, and I think it was Brother Paul Davis was the one that immersed us. And it's been a joy to come to these conventions. The fact is, to come to all the conventions. In our midweek study at San Luis Obispo, the class voted that I bring their love to you, and that I do. And I want to pray that I might remain faithful, and I look forward to the time when we will be with our Lord. And what a beautiful place for a convention. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Fred. Consider a hypothetical situation. Suppose, and God forbid it should ever happen, but suppose there were no conventions. Suppose we had our own little ecclesias, and our own little areas, and that was all. What would you be missing? Just think about it. There'd be no Fresno convention. No Palo Alto convention, no San Diego convention, no Chicago convention, no New Brunswick convention, no New England convention. Incidentally, I want to mention New England because we do have... I mean, you have the trees here, but we have the leaves, the cultural... But just think for a minute, we didn't have conventions. What would we miss?
Fellowship.
I think so. More than that, David. You know what we would miss? Family.
Yeah. Meeting your relatives.
I get the feeling this is our family. And incidentally, I don't think it's, you know, kind of a nice family to have, 1990. We're talking about the collection of a family that will be together in the ages to come. If we're all faithful, I think most of us will be. We'll be together in ages and ages and ages. And Art, you and I will talk about those days back in Fresno.
Back in Brother Paul, Brooklyn.
And Brooklyn. And New York.
Brother Paul, I have a real nice fleshly family, but I feel more at home with my spiritual family. I can get into conversation with them and my fleshly family. They talk about things I don't know nothing about.
I have to confess that I meet the brethren more than I do my own natural family.
Yeah.
In fact, my older brother one day called on the answering machine. You know, we all have these answering machines. He called up one day. He says, Paul, he says, I haven't heard from you in months. I forgot what you look like. I responded by saying, I'll send you a photo. Who will be next? Okay, sister first and then the brother.
Well, what triggered it was when you were talking about God's family, because that means so much to me. And I was thinking about God's family all over the world, and you've been in Europe, you know what it's like. You go there and you can't speak the same language, but the vibes are such that, you know, they're part of God's family. You just feel it. And you get kissed on both cheeks, and if they really like you, then you get a third kiss. And it's really been a privilege to be able to be a part of this, so you know, no matter where you go, they're the same. God's people are the same. The love of Him and the love of His plan. And just want to reiterate that what Jenny said, that this program for the young people, I'm sure that they will remember it for the rest of their lives. It was very ambitious. It was impressive. And it was just wonderful. I enjoyed the singing. And I enjoyed all the talks. I have a note here that says we have to they have to stress the vines to get good wine, and that we learn by being stressed and overstressed. And I appreciated what you had in your prayer. I appreciate the talk about God is so special to me. I remember when I first came into the truth, it seemed like all I heard about was Jesus, our Lord. And one day my mind said to me, I just don't like the idea. I kind of want God to be in control. And he led me to a scripture that I'd never forgotten, and I really appreciate it, and I'll read it. It's in the 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 28th verse, and it says, and when all things shall be subject unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And Brother Malley gave a talk on God in Orlando, and we were there just a few weeks ago, and then again here. And I just get carried away. He's so great. And I enjoyed it. I think that was one of the highlights of the convention. I enjoyed all the talks, but I just have a special place in my heart for how great he is. And I know I usurped Bob the other night. He said, is there anyone that hasn't testified? And I had testified, and I spoke out and suggested how great thou art. But my heart was so full of God that I thought, what a fitting end to something like that. And I enjoyed being here, and especially the labor of love. There's been a lot of work behind the scenes here, and I appreciate it, and God does too.
Okay, and brother? Yes, I'm Brother Lloyd Caddy from Phoenix. I'm very glad to be with you. It's our first convention in Fresno, and it's been an experience for us, and we've enjoyed it. And many of the discourses, but there were several thoughts presented from the floor thinking about forgiveness. And that kind of strikes, I think, most of us, because as we think of God Almighty, forgiving whatever we did and accepting us in our humble state as fallen human beings to take on the task of building us up as a new creature, I think how humble we should be, really, to think about forgiving someone else whom he has called to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How simple it should be for us to vary differences if we have differences with any of our brethren. And this was quite impressive to me. And I've enjoyed the singing. I always liked music. And I've enjoyed the presentation of the, I don't know the name of it, but for the Jewish people that Brother Ken has very well put together. And I've enjoyed the conversations with you and reaffirming our faith in the Lord. And it's kind of like we've heard many of us say, just keep coming to this meeting. Keep associating ourselves with the brethren. For there we know that the Spirit of the Lord is there. So we just keep coming to the meetings and associating with those, not only in convention, but in our homes, our hometowns, our meetings there together. And we've been quite fortunate in our little meetings in Phoenix. We have a Thursday afternoon meeting in the Psalms. We have a Friday night meeting in the fourth volume. We have our Sunday's meetings, discourses and studies in the Scriptures. So we have quite a well-rounded program there that we can indulge ourselves in the studies and with the communion of those with kindred minds and with God Almighty. I ask an interest in your prayers, also pray for you.
Thank you, brother. I'm collecting some sounds. Are you? I describe it as the sound of the heart speaking.
Brother Malley and dear friend, I'm Molly Nelson from Los Angeles. It would really be not giving God thanks for the opportunity of being at the convention. With all what we have heard today and Friday, Saturday, would it just puts us in the right mood for the memorial season. There were so many thoughts brought out, just as Brother Gaddy spoke about forgiveness. I appreciated Brother Lagno's talk, the unmerciful servant. Journey towards God was beautiful. The production was very, very good. I also, the memorial cup. There are so many things that an individual is fighting against And we know the principles of God. They are perfect. That is the banner that we're trying to keep high in our hearts. And it's so wonderful to be with the brethren. When you're with them, it gives you a stimulant. And when you go to one convention or to another convention, you always say, gee, that convention was wonderful. But it just seems like everyone you go to gets better and better and better. It seems like the brethren bring out so many thoughts that are trying to make the new creature on top where it wants to be instead of being down in this level. And those are the things that I am having a hard time fighting. But we know with prayer and asking God for forgiveness for the things that we fall short gives us that courage. So I ask an interest in your prayers.
Thanks. I'm just wondering if you will agree with me that one of the features of conventions that's changing is that they're getting longer. Now, I realize that there's still single-day conventions, and I'm sure there's single-day conventions here and there, but as a general trend, I notice conventions are expanding 2 days and 3 days, and by that arrangement, brethren from further distances are able to come. Do you make the same observation? I know back east, conventions are going. I mean, New England, we never had 3-day conventions. It was always single-day conventions because in New England we have 6 ecclesias, and each one have their own one-day convention. Now, that's a 6-day convention, but it's over a different period of time. But now we have a 3-day convention. So the trend seems to be that, and I think that's a good, positive trend. Betty, Sister Betty.
Betty Young from Bakersfield, and I've enjoyed it here very much, and all the talks and the friends, and I like that talk on that we're God's special treasure, and that in the natural state we're valueless, but it's the polishing and shaping, and also the one about climbing the ladder, that we don't look back. Keep on going or we might not get there, and that if we want to be forgiven, we have to forgive others. Oh, I don't know, there were so many more things, and I enjoyed them all, and I love everyone, and thank you.
Thank you, Sister Betty. You know, if we have just one powerful idea from each talk, when I say powerful, I mean we say, I know what it is, I'm going to adopt it into my lifestyle. I think that one talk was worth attending. But if you just got a talk as a kind of a interesting information, I got my notes on it, I got the tape, and I'll file it away. Well, that's all right, too. But how much better if you can get a hold of just one idea, like the ladder. The important thing about the ladder is it's not going to be there forever. It's going to collapse. Isn't that what you're saying, Dave? Good. Okay, sister?
I'm Sister Jeannie Williams from San Francisco class or wherever I can get to. But I just spoke to my children on the telephone. Both I spoke to Freddie and Kathy, and they sent their love. Sorry they couldn't be here. And to Wendy, she wanted to be here badly, but she worked so late last night, she couldn't make it even today. And she sent her love to the brethren. And I want to say that I had the most delightful enjoyment out of this convention, which I always do. Whenever I come to Fresno, I always feel this is the warmest place, not heat-wise, but the warmest love-wise place there is. Of course, that can go to any convention, but I don't get to go to that many. And I want you all to know that Psalms 133, how good it is to meet with the brethren. And also hymn 343 is count your blessings, and I think the blessings that are given here are innumerable. You can't count them. And thank you for having us here and all the work that was done by the brethren here to make it this enjoyable. And
Why don't we make that unanimous vote to thank the Fresno Friends for putting us together as they have. There you are, Bob. You got that to report back to your ecclesia.
All the Fresno class was doing is invited their family for dinner.
Okay, enough. Art?
You started my memory wheel to running. My first, I came into the truth in 1918. 1919, I went to my first convention. And that was in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Living in Brooklyn, Scranton wasn't too far away. By today's standards, it seemed like a long ways by at that time. And that was the hometown of Clayton Woodworth and George Fisher, who wrote this finished mystery book. And of course they were there. And I don't remember how many attended the convention, not too many, because, well, Scranton's a little bit out of the way, it's not on the, of course, we didn't have the highways that we have today. But it was a memorable occasion, having just come into the truth the year before. And I remember also another thing, that we were taken on a trip to a sample coal mine. And that was quite an experience, to go underground and see how some people had to work to make their living. But we had a very, very good convention. The spirit, well, the same as it is today here. The Lord's Spirit prevailed. And the numbers of it, however, were not as great, because travel was difficult then. But it was quite an experience for me, having just come in to the truth the year before. I often think about that experience, and I can't shake it out of my memory. I'm not wanting to necessarily, but I would like to remember more detail than I do at this time. But I do know, I can say, the same spirit of the brethren, the Lord's Spirit, prevailed then as it does now. Of course, I've been to many other conventions over the years, but the Lord's Spirit still prevails. And that is what's so inspiring and satisfying. And I trust that you folks have enjoyed that kind of spirit here at this convention. I think you have, from what I've heard said. It's a real privilege to get together, brethren from different parts, exchanging ideas
The ideas are similar. They're not drastically different. They're very, very similar. My home class then was in New York, and many of the brethren who attended were Bethelites working at the Bible House. So we had very good experience, and I think of some of the leading elders of those days. None of them are around. I don't know why I am, but you know, like George Fisher and Clayton Woodworth, and I can name a lot of them. I feel it's quite a privilege for me to come down through the years and enjoy the fellowship and instruction and all that I have had as a result. It's been an inspiration and a help to me. And I trust in some little way, at least, that I may be an encouragement to you. We're in the Lord's family, and we're going to help each other. Toward what? Faithfulness. And brotherly love that still prevails. We have it back there, we have it today. Why? It's the Lord's Spirit. And that's what's important. Well, I'm very happy to be with you here. But I've been in California now for a good many years, except for 2 years I went back to Dawn. I had some New Jersey exposure while back there. That's the same. And I'm enriched by it. And it's very encouraging to see that same spirit wherever I go. I hope that some way I can be of encouragement. Blessing to my brother.
Thank you, Brother Art. You know, I want everybody to know that before he came out to California, he lived in New York, Yonkers, New York. Now, since Yonkers is a suburb of Connecticut, that makes him an adopted Connecticutter.
I was going to say that. Not after that.
But you know, I'm always impressed with our senior brethren who have been in the truth over these years. And I'm assuring our brother Art and others too that you're really an inspiration to all of us, to the younger ones, because we see in your lives your faithfulness over the years. You're still with the Lord. And that's inspirational.
But we have to maintain.
Yes.
And grow.
To the end of the way.
To the end of the way.
Thank you. Robert?
Thanks. Brother Paul and dear friends, I've been thanking the Lord a great deal this weekend, and I appreciate all of you being here, but I must say, I guess the high point of the convention this morning was when I got up and I knew what day it was. and then as I walked down the hill and I heard those birds singing, and it was just incredible. I mean, every tree, there were birds singing. And the call, the variety of bird calls. And it's like the air is alive. Not only is life springing out all around us in the trees and the flowers and the grasses, but even the air is filled with that song, the generation of life, so to speak. And we stood here in the porch and watched some of the birds feeding out there. And Sister Joyce Lagneau was mentioning the names of them, and And it was just really exciting to see that bit of God's creation. A couple of ducks came in and landed out there on the pond, and the vista was just very fulfilling. And then later, as we walked down to the chapel, I heard about an incident that I was trying to figure out. You know, when something is wrong, you always feel like you want to fix it. And this was an incident that I heard about of a discomfort between a couple of brethren that had occurred here the night before. And I thought, boy, how can I fix that? Well, we got into the meeting and we heard Brother Paul begin to talk about forgiveness. And when he brought out this, I had never appreciated before this thought about Islam, and that this fastest growing religion in the world, their main theme is vengeance. And if you do that, then Allah be praised. And the fact that that's so far removed from our thought, but then how he balanced this idea that this matter of right, of our wanting to get justice, is so strong, it opposes the aspect of love that we're to develop. And so these were very good lessons to me, but as I sat there, I kept thinking, oh, I guess that takes care of the problem. Well, thank you. I didn't have to worry about forgiveness. Somebody else did, but that took care of the problem for me. So I don't need to do it. I don't have to fix it. I can't fix it anyhow. You have, Lord. Thank you. So it seems like these little things have occurred as we've gone through this, and it's just been delightful. We appreciated the lessons. I must say, I have not sat through from the beginning to end many talks because of the various aspects of the program we've been having going on. But Jenny and I committed to work at Portland at the retirement center in February, and I didn't realize that we were going to be overlapping the time when we should be doing some of the preparation for the convention, since Sister Jenny was handling the registrations. But when we got home, we hit the ground running, and the mail every day registrations came in, requests for reservations, and it was really thrilling to see who's coming, you know. Oh boy, you know, the daddies are coming from Arizona. They've never been here before, you know. And sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so and all these different ones. And it was really a wonderful experience to have this excitement build up. And that's one of the joys, I think, of putting on a convention, is to just to have that anticipation. It's very special. And all of you have been a rich blessing to us, first by your presence here, secondly by your sweet spirit. All those that have served, I just am so grateful for the spiritual lessons that you've provided to us. And the Heavenly Father has certainly smiled on us here, is my feeling, in the sense that He has provided us with such a rich feast of fat things in the way of spiritual blessings for this weekend. And I might mention that just before we started this meeting, Sister Jenny settled up with the management and turned in the reservations for our 1992 and 1993 conventions. So I won't bother you with the dates right now, but the next 3 years are already in concrete. They're written in stone. So please put that in your mind, so you'll be sure to put it on your calendar for those next 3 years. And we ask an interest in your prayers as we strive to do the Lord's will in all things. Thank you.
Okay. Others. Time is going on. We've got plenty of time.
Okay. Brethren, that's truly been a mountaintop experience. Before we left work on Friday, we had just mentioned that we were coming to a Bible students convention, and of course everybody at work said, oh, again? it's not real exciting to tell them where we're going, because it's always a Bible student convention. I work for United Airlines, and of course they're flying off to all these places throughout the country that are exciting in their eyes. And so I told one of them, I said, well, hopefully we'll get to stop by and see Yosemite on the way back. And so when I was said, well, you're going to see one of the most beautiful places in the world, one of the most fantastic places. And it was kind of a neat experience. I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know, if only they knew, you know, we come together and we see each other, and we're looking at God's new creation, you know, the most fantastic creation that's going on in the history of the universe, so to speak. And that's what we have together when we come to conventions. We see that little piece of God's new creation when we're together. The other thing I'm thinking about is we're also having our convention at a retreat-like setting like this. And the world goes to their retreats, and they claim that they're going there to find themselves or whatnot. But I mean, that's generally the gist of it if you talk to them. And we come to these conventions for just the opposite reason, to lose ourselves. You know, we're no longer a grape or a morsel of wheat when we come to these conventions, but we're truly partaking of the wine and the loaf, and it's just a real blessing to be able to share a premortal convention with the brethren here.
Brother Paul and friends, I've been reflecting, I'm Brother Herb Snyder from Portland, been reflecting on the blessings of the Lord and the privilege of being able to be here at convention. And the setting, I think, triggered in my mind an experience that I had as a young, very, very young youngster, first time I went away to a Boy Scout camp. And among other things, you know, I was in a setting that was not too dissimilar from this, although it was much more primitive. In all directions, but one of the things that they had was some craft activities, and it was the area where I first really got exposed to braiding, and three-strand, four-strand, five-strand braiding, and the realization that you take threads or cords or little strips of leather that in themselves are not very strong. But as you put them together, you get strength and stability that makes a very strong and a very sturdy item for your use. And I got thinking about this, and one of the threads or one of the themes that provided many blessings for me was the emphasis on the promises to Israel and the experiences of Israel, some of which we have seen fulfilled in terms of the prophecies as they've unfolded over the ages, over the years, some of which are yet to be fulfilled, some of which affect Israel directly, and the manner in which Brother Ken had brought out in his multimedia presentation, the richness of the promises to Israel that can be presented to a Jewish audience without threatening them in terms of the usual Christian type of presentation. Some lessons from the history of the kings, the history of the migration of the tribes, and how we can bring lessons from that for our walk today as we walk together up this narrow path in Christ. The promises of the seed, for example, and so forth, this whole Aryan aspect. And then, of course, as a pre-memorial convention, preparing our hearts, preparing for the observance of the memorial of our Lord's death, and obtaining a richer understanding of the significance of this preparation and of the participation, the manner in which the cup represents that sin offering and the participation that we're privileged to have, the feasting on the bread of our Lord. And yet there was another element, another thread, another theme, and Brother Lloyd mentioned this, in terms of the forgiveness, the emphasis that was on that, and the need, the necessity, the absolute necessity that our hearts must have that quality that reflects one of the fundamental attributes of our Heavenly Father and all of His plan in terms of the forgiveness that is being projected. And you take these three strands and you weave them or you braid them together, and you have a much stronger cord for the upbuilding of the church
And that is a convention. It's an opportunity for the upbuilding. And yet, there are more threads, there are more strands. The conversation, the testimonies, the sharing of experiences as we see how the Lord has dealt in our lives and in the lives of our brethren. These are faith builders. They strengthen us. They help us to grow in grace and knowledge and in understanding as we see the outworking of the Lord's hand in the lives of our brethren and in our own lives. And yet another thread, another strand, the strength of the youth program, which the Fresno Brethren put on, I think was just fantastic in terms of looking to the future, taking into account the needs of these younger people, the ones who may, some will, probably some won't, enter into a walk with the Lord, enter into consecration, but building that continuity, which is an extension, as you or somebody else said, Brother Paul, and those things that happened at Pentecost are still continuing down now as we look to the future generations. We say that the time is very close. We're very close to the end. And I think we are. But yet, the church and we, our brethren down through time, have felt we've been very close for quite an extended period of time. We don't know just when it will be, but we want to be ready for that day. And I thank the Heavenly Father that He has brought us here that we might share and be a part of this upbuilding. We have received many blessings from it, and we pray that the Heavenly Father will strengthen us that we might be able to put into practice those lessons that have been received here. And we appreciate being a part of the participation, the receiving, and we pray and trust the giving of blessings to one another that we might all be built up in our most holy faith. We love the experience, we appreciate the blessings of the Father, and we appreciate the opportunity to be with our brethren. We pray for each one of you, we love each one of you, and we ask an interest in your prayers that we might be given.
Thank you,
one another.
Any others?
Sure. I'm Dorothy Dolan from the Retirement Center in Portland. I wanted to express my great appreciation for this convention, and I've enjoyed the talk so much. I've enjoyed the fellowship so much. The beauties of the fruits and graces of the Spirit that have come out through fellowship have been very satisfying. I've been in the Portland class for about 2 years now. And before that, I lived in California for about 2 years. And before that, I lived in the eastern section of the United States, and I went to the conventions all up and down the East Coast and enjoyed them very much. One time at a convention, I was talking